The question was asked, we put on tefillin, we don't see the parashios inside. We put up a mezuzah, we don't see the parasha inside the mezuzah. So what exactly is going on when we do that? What are we doing by doing that? So, whenever we ask a why question, so the first answer is, I don't know. The Ramon Shalom said so. I don't know why Hashem said something. When we're going to try to understand, we're going to try to glean something from what we can understand of what the message is. It's not that I really know. The real answer is I don't know. Rav Pesin Zatzal, when we'd ask him a question like this, would always answer, I'm happy if I know what and when, I never know why. He would never answer us. He would just say, we don't know why, and that was it. Coming back to here, firstly, you could know what's in your tefillin. You should know what's in your tefillin. I took Moshe Yehuda when it was time for him to get his tefillin. I went with him. I took a day off from school for him, a day off for me. We traveled all the way to the person who made his batim, and we stood there and we watched how he rolled it up and he put it in, and we even read and he checked his parashiyot, and theoretically you should know. I would add that there's a tshuva of the Nodabi Yehuda where he argues on the Beis Yosef. It's a rarity. You guys know the Nodabi Yehuda. We learned the tshuva from him last week, Rav Yecheskel Landau. That was the story of the long Pesach, right? Now we learned the tshuva from him 3-4 weeks ago about Tzar Baalei Chaim, and we learned the tshuva about Baal Tashchis. So you guys know the Yehuda by now. We learned two things, right? Right, you remember the story of Yechulkal Chayim Shelo Bamchalkel Chayim Sheli. The story about the pauper who made fun of his Michalkel Chaim. Right? And he said they should help him out. Coming back to here. So the Nodab Yehuda actually says that the word tefillin is the parshiot without the outer casing. The Nodab Yehuda says tefillin is just the parshiot. That is tefillin. Everything else, so we have Alachah L'Moshe Sinai, we have tradition from Moshe from Sinai, this is how it should look. But really, what is tefillin? Tefillin are the parashiyot. Now, if a person were to take a parasha and put it on his head, did he do the mitzvah tefillin? No. If he takes four parashiyot and puts it on his head, did he do the mitzvah tefillin? No. The mitzvah tefillin includes having the box with the strings, and the strings have to be sewn in a square. So, why did the Torah make me do it that way? I don't know. I don't know. I do know that it says in the Torah, Leman tiyeh Torat Hashem b'ficha, v'zacharta kevdeita b'eretz Mitzrayim, v'zacharta, you have to remember that Hashem took Yad Mitzrayim b'zroa netuya, and ukshatam lot al yadecha. And it does say in the halacha, it's even in Shulchan Aruch, this is a rarity, that when we tie the tefillin on our head and on our arms, so it says you're supposed to remember that with this I'm going to control my actions to do the will of Hashem. So if I want to work backwards and I say, well wait, the halacha is I'm supposed to have in mind when I put on tefillin that as I tie them on my hand, I will make sure that my actions are in line with what Hashem wants me to do. My arms are with what I act. I put it on my head, my thoughts are going to be in line with how Hashem wants me to behave. I'm going to remember Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim, and my thoughts will be in line with how Hashem wants me. Now, those are the two major components of how we behave.
Is it like the hopefully the words, even though I don't see them, but that I'm putting it close to my head, close to my brain, close to my heart?
I don't know.
That they're going, the words are somehow going to influence, like a kamiya or something.
I don't know. It seems that way. It definitely seems that way, but I don't know. That much I don't know. I know that the act of putting tefillin on my head, it says in halacha, this is a kavanah that's in the halacha and it's derived from the pasuk, is supposed to cause me to think about controlling my thoughts. So why did the Torah say put a box this way? Well, I could, again, if I'm working backwards, try to deduce, the Torah calls it totafot. The word totefet is a jewel. Totefet is a jewel that's worn on the head. So could be the Torah wanted me to wear something nice on the head. I don't know. Again, I'm guessing now. But the Torah gave me a lot of details in that halacha. When it comes to mezuzah, so the halacha says when you look at the doorpost of the mezuzah, make sure to put the mezuzah on the outer part of the doorpost, as far out as possible. It should give you the maximum protection. And that's based on a Gemara with Unculus. That Unculus told the Romans, you see, you're busy protecting your king, but our king is protecting us. So the halacha, again, views the mezuzah as something that's protecting us. Mezuzot beitecha. So I don't know why, but I definitely get directions of thought from the mitzvah that indicate the idea that the Torah wanted it there with permanence, and the scroll, if the concept written in the scroll is my declaration. If it were open, it would get destroyed. It's supposed to be there every day, every night, my whole life. It's a declaration in monotheism. I declare, it's my flag outside the window. I declare that Hashem is the one watching my doorpost. If the Egyptian doorpost...
I write the text in permanent marker.
Right, that's what I would have thought. Meaning, if not for Chazal, uchtaftam al mezuzot beitecha, I would have thought everyone should write on their doorpost, write the parasha of Shema. That's what I would have thought. Right? I would have thought every doorpost should just say the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Lokeinu Hashem Echad. Maybe also Vavtat Hashem Lokecha. Everything else is a commandment if you look at the rest of the parasha. So that's what I would have thought. In V'hayem Shemo, you have to figure out what the central pasuk is. And we had a tradition that's not the interpretation of the pasuk. So it seems that even though I can't read the scroll, I'm supposed to know what's in it, and it should affect me. And it seems that in this way, there's a permanence to that declaration. Yeah. Ah, sure.